kids. We're getting new iPhones. We're getting new iPhones. Woo! Not the 11, 7-11 Fatch or whatever. Whatever the new kids are calling their phones. 11-9. I don't know what they're calling it. Big fatty. You and your bastardized words. Mr. Anderson and I are getting iPhone 8.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, you and your bastardized words.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3299 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 29th of September. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, did I hear the grin doctor go off while you were introducing everything? Probably.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into...
Hello, galoshes, Big Fatty, put on your rubbers, Big Fatty, that was vulgar. Hi, everyone, I hope you're too, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're galoshes today, because y'all, all day Monday, it has been raining. Y'all, I started out on a nipple walk, and I opened the door, and it was pouring down rain. And so I came back in, and I said, well, I'll play a little bit of the Candy Crush. And so I did that, and y'all went to go walk, raining again. And y'all, I noticed now that the sun is out, but in my little weather app says it's going to start raining again in 15 minutes. So, y'all, it may be a nipple-free, nipple-walk-free day. Big Fatty, you tubby thing.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 29th of September. Y'all, it's a very, very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Pride 48 events in Nawlins and in Las Wages. And y'all, she is just one of the nicest people you will absolutely ever meet. And Big Fatty, your husband's not so bad either. You know, he's pretty easy on the eyes as well. Y'all, she is the one of the founding members of the Greetings from Nowhere a little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Christina. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Christina Hill. And y'all, she's just, you know, she's one of these go-getters. Yes, Big Fatty, a go-getter. And, y'all, she goes and gets
yes, Big Fatty, we know what a go-getter is.
But, anyway, so y'all, if you see Christina on the 20 or the face, wish her a happy celebration. Oh, wait, before we get to that, y'all, she was participating in the Pride 48 event, the Zoom event, and y'all, she had a mama. She had a mama sitting there with her, and I think Christina says, "Oh, my mama loves you." And I went, "Yes." Y'all, just as sweet as she could be. But anyway, y'all, if you see Christina on the 20. Or the face space, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, can I say it this time?
Yeah, you can say it this time. And I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, I guess y'all, today's census is Jay the Haunt Cub. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening since about 2010, but y'all, he's gone back and listened to some of the old ones. Be ready. Favorite segment is Blowing It Out. What would you change? He says more bodily noises and more reminiscing. Big Fatty, memory lane. He's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event and has never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty, I find that one hard to believe. Last time he sharted himself, he says it was last year that I had a mini shart when I was sick. But it was a non-story. Big Fatty, sharting. Sharting is always a story. I mean, it's if not a story, it's always a wet cleanup. And a light rain on the veranda. It doesn't get any better than that, except when the grin doctor goes off.
After I talked to you yesterday, I think I'd already recorded the Little Fatty Cast, so I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. I had me a little supper. Don't remember what I had, but I had it, and then I didn't do anything Sunday night. Y'all, oh, I know, I watched the Big Brother and the Love Island. By the way, put this in your VRC starting tonight, Tuesday night, y'all over there at the NBC Television Network. They're bringing back that Biggest Loser. Big Fat, is that the weight reduction show? No, this is, no, that's not it. The weight reduction show is the Biggest Loser. Big Fatty, it's just sad. It's the Weakest Link. The Weakest Link they're bringing back. You know, they used to have it on long time ago, and they had that woman that dressed like a vampire or a school mom, she would always be very stoic, and she would sit up there and she would never smile, but every once in a while they would get the contestants would get her to snicker a little bit, and that was always, it was always fun to see that happen. But she would always, "You are the weakest link, goodbye." That Jane Lynch, you know, she played the coach, the cheer squad coach on the Glee. I think she's gonna be good as the host of that. So we'll put that in your VRC. And y'all, by the way, before I forget, I know many of you will want to go ahead and mark this on your calendar. The finale of the Love Island is Wednesday night, y'all. It's over. It is over, Big Fatty. It couldn't have come any sooner. Let's see. So I watched all of that, and y'all, I headed to bed. I uh, I knew I was going to have trouble sleeping because, you know, it was a Sunday night. You know, it doesn't matter. So, y'all, I had missed the 60 minutes. Y'all, for some reason, my VRC didn't recode the 60 minutes. I think it has something to do with the sports ball and all. But anyway, so, y'all, there were three good stories I wanted to see. What am I trying to say? I watched them on my cellular telephonic device from the Love Machine. Got up on Monday morning. My brother called on the FaceTime, and we chatted a little bit. And y'all, then I had me my coffee and read the paper. And like I said, I tried to go nipple walking several times, and it just didn't happen. And I may try again once I finish recording this, but we'll see. And that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, can you yes.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Digger, say y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Y'all, I had received a recipe from that KC in Denver, Big Fatty, and y'all, it is for the Snickerdoodle Chex Mix, and y'all, I'm gonna give you a second for you to go get your pencil so you can write this down. Big Fatty, going to get it now. Yeah, I said, y'all, all right, here's what you need. You need a quarter cup of sugar. Y'all, I don't know if that is the, what do they call it on the Great British Baking Show? What do they call it? It's some kind of, they have a weird name. It's just Dixie crystals. You need a teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 2 cups of the cinnamon Chex cereal, 2 cups of the chocolate Chex cereal, 4 cups of popped popcorn, and a quarter cup of butter or margarine. Y'all, I would suggest the butter. Y'all, and here's all you do. In a small bowl, you mix the sugar and the cinnamon, and you set it aside. In a large microwave bowl, mix the cereals and the popcorn. And in a 1 cup microwavable measuring cup, microwave the butter. Uncovered on high for about 40 seconds or until it's melted. Pour it over the cereal and popcorn mixture and stir until evenly coated. Then you microwave uncovered on high for 2 minutes, stirring after 1 minute, and sprinkle half of the sugar mixture evenly over the mixture and stir again. Then sprinkle the remaining sugar mixture and stir. Microwave for 1 minute longer, and then spread it on the wax paper or paper towels to cool and store in an airtight container. Now, y'all, I have not tried this, but Casey in Denver said he was going to try it, and maybe he'll call in and let us know how it is. Big Fatty, did it make an enormous amount of cereal mix? I don't know, but maybe he'll tell us. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, just me. What was it? Oh, yeah. Totally forgot to call yesterday. What a jerk. I'm sorry. Yesterday, I listened to 3255 through 3265. Something about a birthday. Somebody had a birthday. I don't remember who. I don't know. That was all that happened. That was it. Today, not a productive day. Productive around the house, but not productive as far as listening goes. 3266 and 3267. Nothing. Whole bunch of nothing happened. But hey, I think the next time that I listen, which should be, what's today, Wednesday, so I'm off tomorrow, so Friday, I should finally catch up to when I started catching up. So yeah, that's exciting. Okay, love you, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is my northeast straight Gary, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, that call, he was in the middle of August catching up on the little shows. Y'all, before you know it, someone will have a bingo. No, anyway, y'all, I think I heard a little Logan in the background, too. Yes, me, Penny.
Hi, Big Fanny. It's Princess Hannah. You know what time it is. Okay, so let's see. We got a container of the dark chocolate cashews because milk sucks and white is an abomination and is not natural, and dark is the way to go. I got a 12-ounce tub of the CeraVe healing ointment. I got, let's see, 4 greeting cards, and just a regular cheap bottle of water because I was thirsty. And let's see, all of these items, including tax, I paid $18.59, which according to the receipt, I saved $25.52 for 58% savings, but I think that's actually wrong because the CeraVe alone was $21 and some change, but I had some coupons and they heavily adjusted it for me. So I got the CeraVe for $5.87. I got the cashews for $5.18 and the greeting cards, let's see, one was $1.91, one was 63 cents, one was $1.53, and the other was $2.23. So, let me see something. 2% of my summer 2020 spending is $150.83. And year-to-date savings as of 9/4 is $546.76. So, huzzah. All right, hope you're well. Love you, and bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, would it just be easy if she told us what she didn't buy in the store? Because it sounds like she just ravages the shelves. And Big Fatty, what was that Sara Lee ointment? I don't know what the Sara Lee ointment, but y'all, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. And it's probably buttery. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, it's supposed to be all moist here again tomorrow. Oh, Big Fatty, you know they don't like to hear moist. Well, Nessa likes to hear moist and panties, but nobody else does. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Fed Driver. You know, you can hear him also over there at the But First little show. And, Faye, when you turn on the BFO, what are your favorite things that run through your head when you hear that that music start?
Big Fatty, you and your bastardized words.
Oh, Big Fatty, he just is sorry he can't remember INATA 11-teen.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.